This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn on a football Friday in New York City. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to change up how we do Bartstradamus today because we're going to let you be part of it. Call Stradamus.
Oh.
Yeah, you like that? You like that?
I
know you like that.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, no. So again, be part of Barton Hahn Nation on Dr. Pepper call in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, so are the fans. Return to glory of Fansville by Dr. Pepper. The one fans deserve, so get in line with the calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart Scott, how you doing? I guess you went looking for a shirt in your son's closet?
Listen.
That's a little tight. Just saying, it's a little tight.
I've been getting my training on, man. You might. I'm growing. I'm in the growing phase, baby.
Oh, and today's the day you decided to button up all those buttons?
Hey, man, I'm growing.
I mean, can you breathe?
I'm growing. Don't be mad at me because I'm growing. I'm going to get on a Peloton, too.
You look good. I just had to mess with you, man. That's all. I've been up early, yeah. So I'm in a
Somebody's
mood.
Got deep sleep deprivation.
I am definitely
Don't you
in
hate,
a
like,
mood.
I know people can identify with this. When you have, like, your book bag. You have so many compartments in your book bag, and all you're trying to do is find your charger. That's all I'm trying to do, man.
Dude, and I find you finding your charger is like a daily. That's a daily thing.
It'd be hiding from me, man.
Like you.
Uh-oh.
Did he find it?
Aha! It was in the third compartment. How you doing today, man?
You got a million zippers on that bag. It's like pants from the 80s.
I tell you what, the straight talk is. My stuff is still alive. Matthew Stafford is still an MVP candidate.
How about that?
Russ tried to cook, but he got no finger. Trigger finger, dog.
Big story there. So, yes, it is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And let's do that for last night's game, Thursday Night Football. So, week five begins, and we had a really good matchup. At least it looked like it on paper in a division of the NFC West that we thought would be the best division in football, but is one of the teams letting us down. So, last night, yes. You get the win for the Rams. The first half, ugly.
Yeah, I mean, just, they couldn't.
Boy Wonder making some weird play calls and stuff. But then Robert Woods finally started to become part of that offense, which now the story is that he went to McVay. Let's see. It starts with Cooper Kupp getting all these targets.
He had to be the decoy.
And then Deshaun's like, hey, what'd you get me for? Right? So now we get him some targets. And then Robert Woods like, probably the best here.
He got 12 of them.
Yeah, well, he did. He got his last night. So their offense finally started going. But the Seahawks, on the other side of things, the Russell Wilson injury, and if you saw the highlight, replay, whatever you want to call it, that was did your finger ever been like that?
How hard?
Have you ever dislocated a finger? Yeah, okay, that answer would be yes.
How hard?
As Bart shows me.
My thumbs aren't in socket either. By the way.
Well, you know, from basketball, yeah. I mean, if you want to play this game, I could do this with you.
My knuckles is on the side.
Okay.
So listen, how hard is Aaron Donald's hand? Like, he much rather hit it on the helmet than hit it on Aaron Donald's hand.
What is he?
What does he got? Adamantium in his body? The hell is
Wait,
he?
Wait, what? Vibranium?
No, adamantium, whatever like Wolverine had in his body.
Oh, that, okay. You were going there.
Hey, yo, it's Comic-Con, too. I just saw a lot of people, grown people in like costumes as I
that's
was
That's back in
yeah,
the city?
It's back. You know, that's a big moneymaker for
the
city.
Is that at the Javits Center again?
At the Javits Center.
Remember, because of the
pandemic, I saw Wonder Woman. I saw Captain America. I saw a lot of people today, man. I didn't know which one was real.
Yeah.
I was hoping one of them can pick my car up and take me over traffic and get me here on damn time. But you know what?
But Russell Wilson, keep this in mind. He hasn't missed a start in his career. 149 consecutive starts. They now have the mini bye. It's on the sprained finger, they're calling it. It's the middle finger, and it's on his throwing hand.
Yeah.
So, you know, he'll tough out an injury, but if you can't grip the ball or throw it with any type of
velocity and being able to have a spiral
or accuracy, he can't play. And they play Pittsburgh next Sunday.
It's the middle finger, though. So at least you still have fingers outside of the middle finger that can grip.
Right.
You can get it from there, and maybe you can try and find a way to do it.
They
can
maybe put some
type, they put some type of rubber on it, right? Yeah, they can buddy tape it, right?
Okay.
And it can help it try and get some grip. But he's going to have to play around with it. And it's no foregone conclusion that he'll be able to throw a tight spiral. And listen, you talk about a team that's ready. I'm ready to push the panic button on. I mean, they look like the fourth best team within that division, and it looks like that team's going to beat up on them. I know they beat San Francisco the week before, but that defense may be the worst defense I've ever seen. Remember last year we were calling it the Legion with no Boom. It looks like, listen, they really shooting the cap gun now. I mean, they might have a slingshot. I don't even know if they have a gun to shoot anymore. They're definitely not a Legion with no Boom.
Bart Scott, he's one of the great healers of all time.
You got that?
I want you to put your hands out and
love you.
Like, how great is he calls him one of the great healers? And the first thing I thought of was a televangelist from, like, Alabama in some church in the middle of nowhere.
Hey,
I'm a great healer.
He's going to go to Houston to see Joel Osteen?
Maybe. Who knows? Now, for the bad side, more bad news for the Seahawks. As you mentioned, Legion, no Boom. So Pro Football Talk put out these numbers on the Seahawks. On pace to give up the most yards ever in a 16-game season, let alone a 17-game season.
Yeah.
Think about that. Their defense is already ranked dead last in the NFL in total yards allowed heading into the game, then gave up 476 total yards to the Rams. They've given up 2,254 yards through five games. That's an average of 451 yards a game. That's, like I said, puts them on pace, 7,664. The most in NFL history. Now, they have given up over 450 yards?
450
in four yards. Straight games. They've never done that before. In fact, no one's ever done that before. So you're talking about, again, a team. You know, remember when you talked about the Giants and you went, what's your DNA?
Yeah.
Right? What's your identity? What are you about? When you think Seahawks and at their best, I know it's Russell Wilson. I know it's Beast Mode. But it's their defense.
Yeah.
That's always what it's been. They have not been able to replicate or rebuild what was once a great defense. And to me, that tells me they have lost their identity.
Because Bobby Wagner was a mainstay, and he's not the same player that he used to be. They got Carlos Dunlap that they got. And he's long in the tooth. He's like 32, 33 years old, and they're dependent on aging stars. They lost Griffin last year, you know, the outstanding corner. Remember, he's the twin to Shaquille Griffin, the one with no hand. And they just really don't have any impactful players. They got Quadri Diggs out there who got an interception off Matthew Stafford. But they just haven't figured out. And listen, I'm surprised that Ken Norton, I never want somebody to get fired, but I'm surprised that Ken Norton still has a job. I mean, because this started last year. Last year, they were horrible as well. Remember, and then in the second half, they were better. And
no, yeah.
And like, so this is a – and this,
I mean,
is
why'd they get Jamal Adams? Right?
Like,
think about what they tried to do, why they had to pay him.
And this is Pete Carroll's. This is Pete Carroll's bread and butter. He's a defensive coach. So I don't know if he needs to, you know, they need to maybe have a meeting. I don't know how Ken Norton is able to take this over, man. He may have to take over the defensive play calling or somebody else, because however Ken Norton's calling the plays, they're not working. They're not good at anything. I mean, they've been beaten by different teams. They got beaten by a team that aired it out on them. So they're not good against the pass.
Right.
And then remember the comeback from the Titans was all King Henry saying, just give me the ball and move out the way.
He ran them over.
Mm-hmm. And they knew it was coming. There was absolutely nothing they can do about it. So if you don't do anything well, how do I even begin to build? So, I mean, I think this is also, you're in danger of Russ saying, you know what, it's time for me to go and starting all over. And I wonder if Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson are joined at the hip. Because it just feels like Pete's an older man. He's a man of a certain age. He's the oldest NFL coach in the league.
Right.
It just seems like if with no Russell Wilson, why would he even want to start to build over and see a 2 to 3 year rebuild when you think about within that division just the type of quarterbacks, young quarterbacks that you have to face? Now you have Jimmy G, but you have Trey Lance right there. That's the future. So everybody else is ahead of the process with young quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford's not young, but they have quarterbacks that's going to be there for the next 3 to 4 years. And you may have to start over and try and find your young quarterback. If Russell Wilson needs to get out of there, you may have to use that chip, you know what I mean, to try and get something and trade him and get some first-round draft picks, 2 or 3 first-round draft picks for a guy like Russell Wilson. If you're Pittsburgh, you got to look at it. If you're the New Orleans Saints, you have to look at it. If you're a team that doesn't have a top-10 quarterback, you have to consider Russell Wilson if they make him available, and he wanted to be available with his list last year.
You're saying Seattle trading him not necessarily for another starter, but for draft picks, for a reboot in Seattle?
Would you?
I'm not saying I'm not saying it's wrong, because you're wondering I was going to ask you, is the window closing, or
it's closed?
Has it closed?
It's closed. It's a wrap. So, Rap, you're not better than any of those teams in your division. And I know you beat San Francisco, but San Francisco's trying to get whole and right, and they lost Jimmy G. I would start, and I would much rather think that they have more premium prime stars. When you go over, Dwayne Brown's like 36 years old. He's trying to get re-upped.
Yep.
Like, and that's the big left tackle acquisition. Right. They went and got Gabe Jackson. Like, other than that, who do they have on the offensive line?
Well, their offensive side is really what it seemed like they focused on more than the defense, as they were trying to rebuild the defense. They focused on the offense. They did a good job getting Lockett. They obviously Metcalf's been.
They got to pay him a little bit too.
Yeah, and he what a game he had last night. He was a beast at times. But you know, you have Russ. You want to get
that
line right.
He's so distracting with them damn hair colors, man. You can't even take him seriously.
But the green, you thought the green.
That was like
the whole uniform thing was weird. How are you? By the way, don't you think that hurts your defense? Now this might sound crazy. But everybody's wearing neon green, greenish yellow, right?
Can't get away with nothing.
Well, here's my point. If I'm a quarterback, like I see, I don't like you.
Your
can
peripheral vision. You
jump off the screen with those uniforms on, like a darker muted uniform. They do have a gray. Like those might you like maybe
they
I
dope,
don't.
They dope.
Maybe
though.
I miss you.
They
more.
They dope though. But that
they don't look good. I'm just saying you might be making it easier because I can see you.
Listen, whoever that D lineman is with the little arm harness. He needs to volunteer and say, you know what? I am not wearing this color. Like, this shows every imperfection in my body.
I think I know who you're talking
about. Like, bro, he looks like, man, yeah. is that Fat Albert? Hey, hey, hey. I'm like, geez.
Right. So, again, that happened last night. It started off what's going to be there's some great matchups on Sunday. We're going to break down a lot of them for you. But you know what, Bart Scott? By the way, that was Straight Talk, by the way, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. But you know, Bart Scott, as we do every Friday, and we talk about the coming games now for the NFL week, the first place we like to go is to the all-seeing, all-knowing Bart Stradamus.
Oh. Oh.
How are you today, Bart Stradamus?
I feel great, my son.
All right, give us, you know, we got a great matchup in the AFC, which could be a precursor, not that I'm trying to do your job, of the AFC Championship game. You've got the Chiefs and the Bills. Do you see something there for us?
Oh, absolutely. I see two. I see a Josh and an Allen. Oh, they're the same person. Who the hell gives their child a name with two first names? Almost like a Bart and a Scott. Whoa. Parents are so cruel. Kansas City with the 30th ranked defense. She'll be their Achilles heel. They've been to the championship 2 years in a row. They read their press clippings. They thought that all they needed was Patrick and everything shall work out. But that defense can't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. Josh Allen, big. The Bills, even bigger. As Buffalo makes his claim for the best in the AFC.
So it is said, so it shall be. I like the two first names thing, by the way. Another interesting AFC matchup, sneaky good. Two young quarterbacks as well. Baker Mayfield, injured, but playing. Justin Herbert, who has been just lighting it up. Chargers, Browns. Questions about Baker and whether or not he's good enough to lead the Browns to a Super Bowl. What do you see in this game?
An excuse.
Ooh.
It's like a donkey hole. Everybody has one. My labrum hurts all of a sudden. When I can't play. It's on your non-throwing shoulder. There's no crying in football. Blame the shoulder. Blame Odell. The problem is, you suck. You suck. More commercials than touchdown passes.
Oh, no.
You should have sucked for a duck, because Justin Herbert is the quarterback that you shall never be. Chargers, even bigger. Oh.
So it is.
And Jason Garrett. I'm sorry, Myles Garrett versus Slater. That's the matchup we all want to see. The rookie shutdown chase.
Mm-hmm.
Can he shut down the sleeved warrior? I say yes.
Say rise.
Indeed.
So it is said, so it shall be. It's a bold predictions today, Barstradamus. Okay, and also to the point. I like it. Last but not least.
I have an appointment at the hairstylist.
You know, Bart Scott has been very, very high on the Giants in this matchup with the Cowboys. Do you see the same thing for the G-Men in Jerry World?
How about those Cowboys? Well, it's always a tragedy. They always find a way to screw it up. Not this year. But this week, Saquon, stretch pants, thunder thighs, have shown he is recouping. Just like Russell Wilson's a fast healer. So is the pierced-eared warrior, Saquon. Thunder thighs. But it's not a thigh that shall rule the day.
No.
It is 9 inches.
Excuse me?
1/3 of Junior Whopper hands that shall rule the day. Danny Dimes for 400 2 weeks in a row. As the G-Man goes into Jerry World and leaves out with a dub. So says me. Don't at me. Get at me. I have an hair appointment. I'm out.
Then in a puff of smoke, he is gone. Bart Scott is back with us.
Hey, man. What's going on?
That was amazing. Hmm. Yeah. Predicting the job. I got a little nervous because when he started doing the whole 9 inches thing, I was like, what are we doing here? And then I realized phrasing. He was talking about the hands. Yes, phrasing. I was phrasing. But the Bills, he sees the Bills over the Chiefs, which would really start the conversation, wouldn't it, about the AFC? We think it might be a matchup of the AFC Championship game. The question is, where will that game be played? The Bills could set that tone right here, right now.
Yeah.
And then, because imagine playing that game in December.
Yeah.
Or January, actually, up in Western New York.
We can't feel your hands. And we know that both of those quarterbacks got the arm to cut through the wind. But can those receivers catch the ball? Will they be willing to catch the ball when they don't deal and play in those elements? Because the ball gets super slick. It gets oily when it gets cold outside.
But flip it. Like, I'll quote you from one time. They can't stop a nosebleed. The Chiefs can't stop the run.
Yeah.
And in cold weather, what works?
And guess what hardens up? Them shoulder pads, that plastic gets hard and becomes a deadly weapon.
Yeah, ouch. But the Herbert-Baker-Mayfield matchup, Justin Herbert-Baker-Mayfield, that's so many conversations about Baker was a number one pick. And if you think about a guy that was taken number one, you think about somebody that you expect should be good enough to elevate you and lead you to a Super Bowl. They have a roster that should be championship caliber, and he hasn't been paid yet. And if you're outside of Cleveland, you are wondering if he's good enough. But inside of Cleveland, they want to believe he is.
Yeah, they want to believe, but they're trying to make every excuse they can for him, right? Odell Beckham, he's the problem. Odell Beckham was wide open.
If you're a defensive player and you find out that the opposing quarterback has an issue with his shoulder, are you like saying to yourself, which side?
Yeah, but it's this non-throwing shoulder.
I know it's the non-throwing,
no,
it don't matter.
No, what I'm saying is they're trying to use that as an excuse. They floated that out there. Well, you know he has a torn labrum.
I don't want I wouldn't want it out there.
Of course, but he put it out there because they're trying to give him cover. Like, you don't throw the ball with your left shoulder. Like, guess what? Everybody has a torn labrum. I have a torn labrum. I played with it my entire career. All it means when you have a torn labrum, everybody I want out there to imagine a cable. And a cable is a bunch of small cables that's wrapped around each other. And every once in a while, one of those will tear and they roll up and they may catch you or may get caught on something. But they, if they really want to fix it, they can just go in there and clip it. Most people realize that it's not even worth getting surgery. Just like Odell Beckham says, he has a torn labrum and he's never going to get surgery on it because it's not a big deal. But they're trying to make it a big deal because the regular people, they just hear he has a torn something. They don't realize that it's degrees of tears. Everything is like micro tears. Quit playing with me, man. You can't try and put this on me. You can't try and pull the wool over my eyes because I know that that means absolutely nothing with how bad you've been playing. Has nothing to do with your ability to throw the ball.
Watch this game. That's another very interesting game for week five. And then, of course, agreeing with you on the Giants in Dallas, which we'll talk more about that game coming up. But also, something happened last night that we haven't seen since 1955. No. I didn't see it.
Were you myself. There?
No, that's what I mean. I don't mean I saw it in 1955. Okay. I'm just saying no one has seen it since 1955. And by the way, it was pretty incredible. It was amazing. It was fun. And if you didn't see it, you need to. We will discuss that coming up next. Remember your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. For you, call Stradamus. You make your bold predictions for week five, for Sunday and Monday. In the NFL. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Vibes, Bart Scott. Friday vibes. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. Let's get some baseball in here. I know it's a football Friday, but we do have the playoffs going on right now. And something happened last night. Well, a couple of things happened last night. Number one, Tampa pretty much let the Red Sox know that they are the team to beat. And they are just set up to win. And just how they do it is not one way. They do it several different ways. They have their pitching. They have the bullpen. They have their matchups.
Now they got bats, though.
They can hit, but they also field. They're a really good fielding team. And they got the Trop, which is the worst stadium you could. I mean, if you,
I love the oatmeal ceiling. I love the oatmeal ceiling.
When you drive up to this thing, you're like, did this fall out of the sky? Like, you have to see it in real life to understand what I'm saying. When you drive up, when you're on the highway that leads up to it, you literally say it to you, did this fall out of the sky? Because nobody would build it like that. Then you go inside and you realize, no, this was on purpose.
Yeah, you lose the ball too.
You got like what, four rings, and if you hit two of them, it's a home run. If you hit the other two, it's either some kind of ground rule, whether it's probably a foul ball. All I know is that it's just so bizarre.
What do we call that, Alan?
But stuff happens.
What do we call that?
You tell me.
Call that a home field advantage, right? We talk about the green monster, right? They know how to play at it. They know how to the launch angle, how they got the swing. That's an advantage. And listen, I wonder, because this is a team that does more with less than anybody, I wonder if they actually win a title, if the city of Tampa will reward them with a new stadium. I mean, because it's long overdue.
They've only been trying to get one forever.
Yeah, but
whether
you
it's
win, but
St. Pete, whether it's downtown Tampa, they've tried. They just it's never going to happen.
Maybe the Yankees will let them use their one. They'll let them have that one.
Let it
be outside.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, they might as well use it. They own the franchise. The Rays own the Yankees anyway. But Shane McClanahan, a rookie, was fantastic, throwing 100 on the gun, just like in a playoff game, just looked completely confident. But then the story, of course, is Randy Arozarena. And not only did he homer in the game, But he also did something that no one since Jackie Robinson has done. All right, that's some history.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, well, no, Jackie Robinson. 1955 World Series. It's the last time a player had a straight steal of home in the game. Look at it. Look at it. We're watching it on Plus right now. I mean, you talk about a lefty pitcher, back turned, perfect. I mean, it was all set up for it. Now, the backstory is this.
I loved him from last year, man. He flamed out and he couldn't come through in the big moments last year.
But he had
He's playing with him. He's playing with a man on a mission.
Very
now.
Confident, yeah. So the story is that Arozarena. So Margo last year tried to steal home and he got thrown out by I think it was the Dodgers, right, in the World Series. Mm-hmm. Arozarena had been asking Kevin Cash. And he actually, I think the story goes, he keeps saying, Verde, 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 meaning I want the green light. I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was a perfect opportunity to do it. And he did it, and it just made for the Rays, sort of like, that moment where you just watch this team and think, I think they're ready, right? I think they're ready because they've got the pitching, they've got the bullpen, their strategy,
now they got
their defense.
Hit with Nelson Cruz, now they got bats.
But they got two guys that can hit, but there's still a fun story, a great story. And by the way, when we talk about what's exciting about baseball, that's exciting. When you see something like that,
that's exciting. Listen, I'm watching this live for everybody that's just listening. This is the best steal home since Willie Mays Hayes did it. I'm telling you, man, this is great.
Your reference is just so on point. But just in the moment, again, it's one of those in the moment kind of things. It was empowering for him as a player. You just see the confidence oozing, not just from him. It fires up his teammates, but it's also a message sent, isn't it? Kind of just sending that message to the Red Sox, to the league, everything.
Yeah, sleep on us now. We ain't playing.
Low budget team.
We ain't playing. What's up?
And they've got many ways to beat you. Now, of course, in the other division series, it's the White Sox and the Astros.
Astros.
Why?
It's crazy, man. Lance Lynn with that fast. Why would you put a fastball pitcher up against the best fastball hitting team in the world, Craig? In the world. Man. There it goes.
See ya. Lance McCullers, by the way, on the other side.
You really arrogant if you're going to put Lance Lynn out there, the straight fastball pitcher against the best fast. Did you not believe the analytics? Did you not believe it? Come on, son.
Yeah, so
you
they go
get
up.
A home run. He get a home run.
So they go. Yeah, McCullers, by the way, 6 2/3 scoreless innings, longest scoreless postseason outing of his career. So he comes up big as well.
You know what I love about this series?
What?
Like, you got two managers that really used to hang
old
with
school.
Moses. They used to hang with Moses. Like, they do.
They both seen the tablets?
Yeah, they both seen the tablets. They carried the tablet. They helped carry the tablet down.
But they've both managed in different eras, right? Dusty as well as obviously Tony La Russa, and they're managing now today in a much different world of baseball, yet they're both doing it to great success.
With
so that's happening
new,
there.
Baby,
we got the
new.
Quadruple header today, and that also ends with what we've been waiting for, a headline matchup of the Dodgers and the Giants in their series in the NLDS. You want to get some calls here?
888-ESPN,
888-729-3776. Let's see. Let's go to Esteban in California. Esteban.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's happening, man? We got you. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. I just want to know how you think my Cowboys are going to do against the Giants. You think we're going to go over there and just run all over them?
See that?
Or you think we're going to have a little trouble?
See, here's the thing, Esteban, and I'm glad he said that. Because that's what this week to me, here's your warning if you're a Cowboys fan. Because you got some confidence now, you're feeling good about yourself, and this is usually when they trip.
You get humbled.
This is usually when they trip. And that's what I want to see. Is this the same old Cowboys? Or are they much different now? New coaching staff and everything, it's a new confidence. Are they different than that typical thing we've seen from them where just as things are going well, they trip?
I just hope they're not looking at the Giants and thinking that the Giants are what their record suggests. They're much better, and they're figuring it out. Every year it takes a team to figure out what their identity is for this year, and you hope that you can figure that out as you're winning. Sometimes you lose through that, and you figure out, this is how we got to do it. This is our identity. And sometimes you try and be something that you're not, and then you have to go back and say, you know what, just like what they were trying to do in Tennessee. They were trying to go in Tennessee and act like they were we got Julio Jones and now we got AJ Brown. Let's air it out. And then they said, no. We run the ball around.
Yeah, this
here.
Is what we do.
This is what we do. And Derrick Henry had to remind him in Seattle, like, yo, Right. I'm King Henry.
Yeah, whenever you're ready to stop messing around, give me the ball and let's get this thing
and
over.
And that over there ain't enough to stop me.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the Cowboys, you know, say, hey, you know, we're going to run, you know, through like running the ball, or is it going to be what it was like the first couple of games, airing it out? But I think that the Giants are a formidable opponent because of what their personnel is, suggests that they can match up. That defensive line is all first-rounders for the Giants.
Now, with that in mind, there is some interesting news on the Giants side of things. Jordan Renan, who covers the Giants for ESPN, just tweeted this, a reason to be concerned about Andrew Thomas, their left tackle, still limping, didn't do much during limited open portion of practice. So the offensive line already has issues. Last thing they could do is lose another starter. So keep an eye, certainly, on that story. We'll keep the calls going on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, but coming up, oh, wanted to also remind you, the World to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. You can catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone, ESPN Radio, and on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. The games are fun, but you know, making money, that's more funner. Yeah, I said it.
I like that.
You know what I
mean. You can make anything
right. I was messing around, of
more
course. Please, grammar teachers out there, I was just
fun-er.
Messing around. So we're going to try to give you the edge on all the action next and your calls as well. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, ESPN Plus. Bart Scott, we have another busy sports weekend. We got the baseball playoffs, of course. You got week 5 of the NFL, but we have a trilogy fight to get to in Vegas on Saturday night. Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, the third time they meet up. And they're telling us 9 p.m. is when the main event begins, but we'll see. But no matter what, it's on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. I will definitely be tuned in to see this because I just love the fact that this fight not only has been a good fight between heavyweights, a good series between heavyweights, but the drama. How about, remember the first fight drama? The one that ended in a draw. Normally, like, the trilogy is... You win, he wins. Yeah, you get the tiebreaker.
So you got a tie, and you got a
but
win.
But the first fight was a draw, but in dramatic fashion. Remember in that first fight that Fury, what do you worry about with Wilder? There's one thing to worry about.
Well, it's the one-punch knockout power he has. He's the hardest hitting
right
heavyweight.
Hand.
You know, we heard Bob Arum say since Ernie Shavers, who people consider Ernie Shavers one of the hardest punching guys, Tyson as well, is in that conversation. Ken Norton, George Foreman. But, he's so long because it's like a whip because he's so tall that if he catches you on the end of that, he can power drive that punch through you. It's different from those short little muscle punches of Tyson.
Right. So you have to watch out for that. Now, Wilder's trying to be a little more than one-dimensional this time around, and they're working with him to do that. But still, that he did tag Fury in the first fight. Fury looked like he was down for the count. And then suddenly, as Barstradamus would say...
My son.
Literally what he did.
I thought that he was motionless.
Yeah, and then he just
got up and just started, he tried to lean on the ref, started jumping his feet a little bit. And then by the end of that round, he was giving it to Wilder.
Yeah, we forgot about that. But then let's not forget now, in the last fight, in the second fight.
Been a lot of allegations.
Tyson Fury looked like he just beat him up badly, beat him up to get the win. And what we forget is that going into, you remember before the fight?
It was your blood.
Walking into the fight, he was wearing, and this is Wilder, was wearing this outfit.
It was best described for people who haven't seen it, it's like the Van Vader. Remember Van Vader used to have a fake elephant and it had the shoulder pads and it had the eyes in it and it pushed the smoke up.
Right.
It basically was that, and it was supposed to be 40 pounds.
That's what he said. It was 40 pounds, and he said that it and remember, it was also a long walk. So he's wearing this thing. Not only is he wearing it, and it's heavy, and it's a long walk just to get into the ring, and then he claims that kind of messed with his conditioning, that it wore him down a little bit, and so this time around, of course, you probably will see him walk in with what, like a
naked,
sweatshirt?
He gonna walk in like Mike Tyson when the old school guys used to cut the hole in the towel.
That's what I meant.
And wear the towel there, so
throw the towel over.
Yeah, he's gonna go over the towel. Yeah.
Right.
He might box in his jock strap too.
Like as a joke, that's what he should do. You see, and Fury was smart. He came in. They carried him in. Right, yeah. Remember that? He was sitting in a drone.
I'm the Gypsy King.
The Gypsy King. They were carrying him in, which is smart. I don't have to wear myself out. But
also,
to me, these fights are fun because it's what happens before.
Yeah, gamesmanship.
And if I'm Wilder, you almost want to do that, like over the top. So, right. Cut out the towel, throw it over my shoulder. I ain't wearing nothing else.
And then what happened is, like the Atlas Stone, like the world's strongest man to carry the world, Wilder should have that taped to me. Fury should have that taped to his back, but it's made
paper mache.
But it's made out of foam. But we act like it's 1,000 pounds. You walking like that, like the world's strongest man. Oh, man.
So a lot to watch Saturday night. Fury Wilder 3 on ESPN Plus. Enjoy it. We'll be back.
Bart and Han.
You feeling this?
No. This is perfect, man. This is for Wilder.
One day you don't say you gonna hurt your back.
So Wilder's the bag man. Lady.
Bart on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Speaking of Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, that fight Saturday night, and we have Teddy Atlas, good friend of the show, is going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour to discuss what he sees could happen, should happen in this fight. But first and foremost, by the way, we are brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life. Let's make some money for the people and for ourselves with some lunch money, Bart Scott.
Let's make some money.
Let's do it. All right, we begin with Johnny Pickhams. We got to get our records, by the way. We're 5 weeks. You know, we got 4 weeks under our belts now. We need to have some records. I know Jake the Snake's not afraid to tell us what his record is. So Johnny Pickhams, he's taken the Giants, and he's taken the 7 points. And I think that's going to be a popular pick here. He's also going to take the Bills and the 2.5. And he's going to watch the Jets in London Sunday morning. Mm. Against the Falcons. Remember, the Falcons are missing a couple of pieces there, including
Russell Gage and Calvin Ridley.
And so he's going to keep an eye to see if the Jets, if they move that to +3, he's going to take that. So there's that. Jake the Snake, taking the Bengals and the points, taking the 3 points. Taking Green Bay, Cincy over 50.5, thinks it's going to be a higher scoring game than that. He's going to go take the under 45 on Panthers-Eagles. It's going to be a defensive game. And then he's going to take the under on Giants-Cowboys at 52, so sees more defense there. Bart Scott, I am also going to take the Giants in the 7 points. I believe even if they don't win, it's going to be a lot closer than a touchdown. And I'm also going to take the Chargers over the Browns. Chargers at home, and I like them there. And it's only two, but I'll also take those points as well. I'll give those points as well.
Well, I'll take the Giants in the points. I'll take the Bills in the points because I got them to win.
Yes.
So I'll take those points.
You are definitely all over those two games as you have
been. I'm either going to be sugar or spit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if next week, if Danny Dimes pull off the win, wait till I show on TV. I'm going to roll my own red carpet out.
Let's get a couple of calls in here real quick on the Dr. Ripple call-in line at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Darren's in New Jersey. What do you got, Darren?
Hey, I think Bartradamus is wrong. I think the Browns are going to beat the Chargers. I think it's going to be 30-27. And in the words of Vicky Valancourt, ain't no guess. That's what it's going to be.
So tell me this. When's the last time the Cleveland Browns put up those type of points? Because they're finding a hard time to get points, especially with no Landry there. They're running the ball. They're going against a good defense. And Herbert is the one whose offense has been electric, being able to throw the ball out. What answer do they have for Keelan Allen, Eckler, or
I think Mayfield's going to hook up with Odell Beckham big time this weekend.
Oh, right. That's the problem. They're saying Odell's a distraction. It. Okay, Darren.
Darren's feeling it. Daniel's in Dallas.
Hey, what's up, guys? Giants going to win because it's a trap game.
Ooh,
Dallas is on a high road right now. New York is going through its normal motions, and Dallas is going to be under more pressure, and I think with New York in that squeak by win last week and Dallas coming off elite win, I just think the Giants are going to sneak on in and take another one. And we all going to be changing stories come Monday.
All right. Callstradamus continues. Way to go, Daniel. That's a hot take. All right. James in Cincinnati. Callstradamus.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. I'd like to say that by the end of this weekend, the Bengals will be 4-1.
Ooh. Wow. So you've
and
got
leading leading the AFC North.
Can you imagine?
And it could possibly be the best team in the AFC North.
I was with you all the way up to that.
There is one other team we've got to talk about in Baltimore, but okay.
You're right.
You got them beating the Packers. I like what the Bengals are doing so far, James, and that's how you do it. That's how you do Callstradamus. I like that. Can we get another one in here? Mark is in Tennessee. Come on, Mark.
Yeah, I'll pass the pleasantries and just say, is there any way that the Titans will have enough cap room to have a defense that is better than the one they have now, because the Jets look like a playoff team playing against them.
The secondary was the biggest issue, right?
Well, yeah, thank you, Mark. I mean, the thing is, they didn't have two of their best receivers. I think that's a different game. You know, when everybody knew you had to give it to King Henry, and the Jets stayed on the train tracks long enough, man. So I think they'll be fine. Bud Dupree has to, you know, come off of that ACL. He's trying to get healthy. Once he gets healthy, they give him better pass rush.
Yeah, and certainly, again, they were missing offensive pieces, but that secondary was getting lit up by some YOLO throws there by Zach Wilson. So we'll see what they have to do. We'll get back to your Calstradamus calls, but coming up, a man who's seen more big fights than most, he gives us his take on Wilder Fury 3 coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.